Kevin and Deb, thank you for welcoming us here to the hills of Nebraska to celebrate this day of great joy for you and your family. And of course, welcoming Russell and Julie to the great hills of Nebraska. I'm not sure how you could be coaxed out of Montana, but it was accomplished. Welcome. Welcome to this church and to this community and to this family. James and Kenna, what a joy it is to be here with you to celebrate this great day, which I know has been deep within both of your hearts. I am Father John Rutten. I'm the chaplain at the University of South Dakota's Newman Center, and also had the great privilege of being welcomed to this ministry one day with a barbecue. And at that barbecue were two people among a whole group. One decided he wanted to become a farmer and was already out of school and just couldn't leave college alone. And the other said yes to God and was sent on mission and found herself in Lower Vermilion, South Dakota, of all places. The three of us met on August 8th, 2022. I don't think the sparks were there yet, but I do have a photograph of the three of us. Father Joe Vogel is also here because he has been a great part of your lives. Kenna, entrusting her heart and soul to God, has grown to know that to entrust your heart and soul to God is oftentimes to let someone else direct it. And so Father Joe Vogel has been a great mentor and spiritual director to Kenna in her time here at the University of South Dakota. And he just informed me, I'm not sure if he just remembered or if he just shared, that he was actually James's pastor when James first moved down here. And I know that you would have seen this young man and thought to yourself, how come he ain't got himself a woman? And that is what we are about today. A desire that arises inside a person that says, I want something. I desire something. Have you ever wanted something so bad? You just want it. But it's elusive. Have you ever been after something and it seems like everyone catches it first? And you're left to hang. We are made to desire. And ultimately, at times in our lives, we all get to a place where we even turn to the Father and we say, are you listening? Jimmy, how many of your buddies are already married? Most of them. And it made your desire increase more. Me too. Me too. Father, are you listening? It's important that we recognize the Christian method in ordinary things. And we see in our gospel reading the reminder that yes, we are made free and so we choose. And Kenna and James, you have chosen to be here. But ultimately, the Christian is the one who says, I am choosing because you first chose something for me. And our act is a response to grace in this world. I'm sure, Kenna, as you were completing your years at school, the desire was immense to care for people on a hospital floor, to put the education and the knowledge and the compassion and the passion into play that was filling your heart. But you knew that the choices that you would make in your life after encountering the mystery of God who loved you would be a choice to respond to what he wanted to do. And so, you listened. And he said, "Mission, my daughter." And you chose freely to follow him. You probably weren't thinking at the time it would be to Vermilion, but here we are. There was a pruning process at work for both of you. Jimmy, to see one by one as your companions seem to have the thing that you want. A pruning and patience to say, "Lord, I'm waiting." And Kenna, no question, you gave up a great deal to say yes to him. You know what it is to have a branch that seems so beautiful and to say that's not the thing you want to grow. But ultimately, that process in which you have been pruned, that process in which he has called you in ways maybe you didn't expect, has been filled with so many moments where you're thinking, where you've thought to yourself, "This is even more than I wanted. This is even better than I originally desired. This is a fulfillment of something I didn't even know that I should ask." And ultimately, in that process, we grow, you have grown more confident to say, "Yes, I want to choose, but I must listen so that I know what it is that he chooses, so that I can follow." And in doing so, we see the fulfillment of the gospel reading today, that there is a joy in this world that has been and now is in your hearts, that there is a goodness that grows from the life that we live. And, Jimmy, you must read that first reading from Genesis in a totally new way, and possibly in a way in which your friends, who didn't have to expand their desire so much, who didn't have to wait so long, who didn't know the begging that comes, that you know the experience of being able to say, "Yes, that one. That one is the fulfillment of my heart at last." And Kenna, having grown in your ability to realize that sometimes giving up our desires just leads us deeper and then allows us to see a different desire and how quickly that one can grow, to understand that maybe there's something else that God has, he wants to do. You mentioned in one of the times that we were meeting that you always wanted to be married. You just didn't think that giving everything up, that you would get all of this in return. You didn't know that saying yes to mission was the way in which Jesus was going to lead you to the desire so deep in your heart. And your yes, are free yeses today, but they are a response to grace that has been poured into your lives. The readings speak today about a renewal of our mind that is necessary. And this is what we are talking about. That if we allow the Holy Spirit to come down upon us and to renew our minds, we begin to understand and see what it is that is true and good and beautiful in this world. And when we see the world in such ways, we say, yes, I want that good. And when we begin to choose the goods according to God instead of our own impulse, we begin to see a fruitfulness that goes way beyond what our hands and our minds and our hearts can do. But we see that God's fruitfulness comes about through our hands and our minds and our hearts. And you too are witnesses to us today of just this. You said, Kenna, that you desire your home to be a place of Pentecost. A place where you can reconnect and return to the Holy Spirit. And this is the disposition of one who knows their desire can't be met ultimately without Him. That we must become beggars before grace and allow the face of God to fill our hearts and our families and our homes. I'm not sure if when you made this comment, you knew that you would be married in the feast, the vigil of Pentecost. But around the world, we prepare for that great celebration in the church. Ultimately, there must be this space for God, and He pours down this great power into all of our lives. And this day in which you begin the journey won't be the end of your desires. It won't be the end of the pruning. Actually, there's going to be a lot of pruning that's going to happen from this day on. And that's why we're all here, because you're all going to help them. You're going to help them fulfill the readings today, that when there is joy, you're going to celebrate with them. For joy is always grown when we gather together and acknowledge Him. And you're going to accompany them in times of affliction or suffering or sorrow and remind them that God is still present in those things too. And you are going to accompany them to the sacramental life and in a friendship with God, the ways in which each of you have been chosen already to say thank you. And so we have been gathered here, all of us, and we have grown in our ability to realize that it is not the Christian who says, "Are you listening?" But the Christian is the one who says, "Father, I, your son, I, your daughter, am listening." And in a position like that, we learn that we listen in prayer, and you will listen to God through each other, and you will listen through the circumstances of your life in the church. And ultimately, the fruit that will grow because of this disposition is a heart, your hearts, will receive the fulfillment of all your desire. And your marriage will be a place of mutual service and love. And yes, Kenna and Jimmy, your home will be a place of hospitality. And the world, because of the ways in which you have listened and learned and allowed the Lord to grow your hearts, the world will meet Jesus through you. We know this because you have already been instruments for so many of us here. Your yes, James, to come and to farm, and to do what maybe seemed to others perplexing has brought a great fruit to your family who is nearby, and your friends who you have journeyed with, and the friends that you have made since you got here. And Kenna, make no mistake that your yes brought Jesus to many of the people in these pews because you followed him. And so today we gather as you exchange your vows and receive the gift of this sacred seal from the Lord. And together we will all turn to say thank you to the one who gave this grace at your baptism and fulfills your vocational call to live your life on mission. A mission that may or may not include college students, and may or may not include cattle and a John Deere. Is it John Deere? Nope. Big mistake. Big. But your mission from this day forward is marriage. To serve each other, to love each other. That the vine that Jesus has connected might grow and grow and grow. And because of that, the desires that you and many other people have to see heaven will be seen through you.